to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in 1 Samuel chapter 5. This chapter will be read by our guest reader, Morgan Jackson, Senior Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing.
1 Samuel 5. When the Philistines captured the Ark of God, they brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it into the house of Dagon and set it up beside Dagon. And when the people of Ashdod rose early the next day, behold, Dagon had fallen face downward on the ground before the Ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and put him back in his place. But when they rose early on the next morning, behold, Dagon had fallen face downward on the ground before the Ark of the Lord, and the head of Dagon and both his hands were lying cut off on the threshold. Only the trunk of Dagon was left to him. This is why the priests of Dagon and all who enter the house of Dagon do not tread on the threshold of Dagon and Ashdod to this day. The hand of the Lord was heavy against the people of Ashdod, and he terrified and afflicted them with tumors, both Ashdod and its territory. And when the men of Ashdod saw how things were, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel must not remain with us, for his hand is hard against us and against Dagon our God." So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, "What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel?" They answered, "Let the ark of the God of Israel be brought around to Gath." So they brought the ark of the God of Israel there. But after they had brought it around, the hand of the Lord was against the city, causing a very great panic. And he afflicted the men of the city, both young and old, so that tumors broke out on them. So they sent the ark of God to Ekron. But as soon as the ark of God came to Ekron, the people of Ekron cried out, "They have brought around to us the ark of the God of Israel to kill us and our people." They sent therefore and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, "Send away the ark of the God of Israel, and let it return to its own place, that it may not kill us and our people." For there was a deathly panic throughout the whole city. The hand of God was very heavy there. The men who did not die were struck with tumors, and the cry of the city went up to heaven.
Back in that first journal in 1983, I had a one-liner for this chapter. Philistines plagued by having ark. No kidding. Let's look back at this chapter to see what really happened. The Philistines had captured the ark from the Israelites, and they took it and set it up in the house of their god, Dagon. We can see Dagon is no match for the God of Israel. Looking at some of these verses, Dagon had fallen face downward, so they took Dagon and put him back up on his place. It's a little bit humorous to think that this is their god and they have to restore him to his, quote, throne. So they put him back in his place. What happens the next day? Dagon had fallen face downward again, and this time the head of Dagon and both his hands were lying cut off. Not only is Dagon having a little trouble with the presence of the Ark of the Covenant, but the people are terrified, afflicted with tumors. So they gather the smart people together and they say, "Get this thing out of here." So where should they send it? They decide to send it to another Philistine city. How thoughtful. How nice of them to send their problem to someone else. Well, the people of the Philistine city of Gath get the Ark of the Covenant, and the verse says, "The hand of the Lord was against the city, causing a very great panic, and tumors broke out there too." So the people of Gath had had enough, and they sent it to Ekron, another Philistine city. Well, the message was getting around about the Ark of the Covenant by then, and those people, when they heard it was coming their way, said, "They have brought around to us the Ark of the God of Israel to kill us and our people." The men there that didn't die were also struck with tumors, so they cried out to heaven too. Now, after these three Philistine cities had experienced the presence of God through the Ark of the Covenant, they don't want anything to do with it anymore, and they want it sent back to where it came from. Get it out of here. Get it back to Israel. Now, in my journal in 2007, I wrote this: "The Philistines have the Ark of the Covenant. They think it's like all their other gods, but it is different. In this chapter, God's presence is not positive. Everywhere they moved the ark, tumors broke out among the people. People died because of God's presence. We forget this side of God, a God of judgment and punishment. In 2002, after reading 1 Samuel 5, I wrote The Presence of God. The Ark of the Covenant with God's people is a powerful, positive presence. With enemies of God, it is a scary, destructive presence. If we know God, His presence is desirable, peaceful. Those that do not know God, He is scary, and often they fear Him. When you think about being in the presence of God, what do you think? Do you have a spirit of fear, or do you have a spirit of peace and comfort? I have a healthy respect for God. I don't think He's my buddy. He is God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, the author and the finisher of my faith. So I have a healthy respect, not fear, but a healthy respect for God. So when you think about being in God's presence, it's probably based on your relationship with Him, whether you fear it or favor it. These Philistines had never really experienced the God of Israel, the one true God. And when they didn't want to have anything to do with Him because they did not know Him. How well do you know your God? Back to the update with Mom. On this day, back in 2002, I wrote, Mom's the same. Shannon and Terry are in St. Louis. Remember, they are on their way to take Shannon to relocate in North Carolina. I'm in Colorado Springs with Dad, my sister and some of her family, my brother and his wife. It's a painful time with the three most important women in my life, mom, wife, daughter. So just as a recap, Mom's lying in a hospital bed in Colorado Springs. My 21-year-old daughter was relocating to North Carolina, and my wife, Terry, was taking her there to help her in the transition. And I come from a big family, 7 kids. So some of us had left and some of us remained there, still in intensive care with Mom. Father, we bow before You today. We think about our relationship with You. Do we fear You or do we favor You? Do we love You or do we have a scary feeling about You? Improve my thoughts about You by improving my relationship with You. I pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.